کبھی بھی ہمت نہیں ہارنا. کیوں؟ باپ دادا کا وعدہ ہے, ایون دعائیں ہے, آپ ایک قدم ہمت کا اٹھائیں گے تو باپ آپ کو ہزار قدم کی مدد کریں گے. سنسکار کتنا بھی کرا ہو, جیسا وردان میں تھا, سنسکار کتنا بھی کرا ہو پر ہمت کبھی نہیں ہارو, کیونکہ سرو شکتیوان باپ مددگار ہے اور آپ کمبائنڈ ہو. سرو شکتیوان باپ مددگار ہے اور آپ کمبائنڈ ہو, وہ ہمیشہ ساتھ ہے. اوم شانتی.
ہمارے تیرتھ نیارے ہیں, یہی دھرتی کے تارے ہیں.
ہمارے تیرتھ نیارے ہیں, یہی دھرتی کے تارے ہیں.
ہمارے تیرتھ نیارے ہیں, یہی دھرتی کے تارے ہیں.
یہاں تاپ مٹ جایا کرتے,
یہاں پاپ کٹ جایا کرتے,
یہاں میل من کا دھل جاتا,
یہاں پار سب کا کھل جاتا.
بڑے بڑے انیائی ان کے دوارے گئے بارے ہیں.
ہمارے تیرتھ نیارے ہیں, یہی دھرتی کے تارے ہیں. ہمارے تیرتھ نیارے ہیں,
جو بھی ان کا کرتا پھیرا,
اٹھا اس کا دور اندھیرا,
یہی بھومی کو سورگ بناتے,
یہی مکتی کا مارگ دکھاتے.
پاپ پنیہ کی یہی کٹوتی, ست کے یہی کنارے ہیں.
ہمارے تیرتھ پیارے ہیں, یہی دھرتی کے تارے ہیں.
ان گھاٹوں کا, ان ندیوں کا نرمل منگل نیر, پنیہ آچمن کر کے جس کا پاون ہوا شریر.
گنگا یمنا سرسوتی کا جل پربھو کے پگ دھوتا ہے, گنگا جل پینے سے جیون سفر سبھی کا ہوتا ہے.
یہ यही चंद्रभागा का तट है, यह कृष्णा का तीर है। प्रभु ने अपने हाथों से की थी कल्याण लकीर है।
हमारे तीरथ न्यारे हैं, यही धरती के तारे हैं। हमारे तीरथ न्यारे हैं, यही धरती के तारे
Om Shanti. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. I was here 2 weeks ago for one morning, one night and one morning. And then I went to Germany. And it was very, very wonderful experience, especially when you meet family into small groups, because I went to 10 cities, it was kind of adventure. So it was one city per day. We will reach afternoon, 4, 5 o'clock, have public program. Everywhere they had public program in the evening. And it's so interesting that the theme they chose almost around same kind of subject was inner security, the challenges and the fears and insecurities in the world, but then how to feel secure. So it was very interesting that audience everywhere, because energy in the each city, each state is different, and audience was different. And then when you have to talk about 10 days on the same topic, so you have to explore so that I don't get bored, at least you get to say something different, something new. But it was very interesting. And then next morning it used to be small Brahmin family, because it was working days. In Munich I was there weekend, so there was large family. And Sudeshthiri, Saturday morning I was there, and then I left. I spent less than 24 hours. And so she said, oh, we want to offer bhog. And some or other word passed from one place to another. So 10 mornings I offered bhog. And they said, we never get this experience. And then when they are 10, 12, 15. So it was something very closely, and message for every city. So that was, used to be morning Murli bhog, and then breakfast, and then leave. I mean, Brahmin, there are in Germany many, many old Brahmins, 25 years, 28 years, and then there are new ones. So, but they have really at every center, they say before was Pushpal Dadi, now is Sudeshman. So the setup is very traditional, and, you know, one good thing was that everywhere they made halwa. That's the only bhog they say they know to cook. And everywhere same color of halwa, same taste of halwa. So it was a good training, I think, has been given to prepare halwa. So I said, well, that's good. 10 days we had halwa every morning. I don't think it happens generally. So it was a good experience. And then there was this call of time dialogue in Oxford. And you know that every year, month of May, we come here to be part of this call of time dialogue. And every year it's a different theme. This time the aim was to bring new people in the dialogue. So I think almost there were about eight of us, those who were old ones, or maybe 10, but all others were new ones. And it was a selection, young age group leaders, those who are very actively involved in some service. So, and then people from all continents, there was South Africa, there was, Sudan is also Africa, but countries like which had never represented that much. So they're very well represented, very colorful images, very much variety. And also for us, it becomes like theme was very interesting. And because knowledge is not something which is kind of defined as, document, like how do you describe wisdom? So the theme was spiritual knowledge to wisdom, to power, to elevated character. So first day we had to talk on spiritual knowledge, changes into wisdom. How does it become wisdom? So I think that we all Brahmins have to think. Wisdom in Hindi is called Vivek. And you know that also another word which comes for wisdom is enlightened intellect. Because with Buddha, his name was Siddhartha. And then his father knew that one day he's going to leave. It was in horoscope. So he kept him in palaces with everything inside. He had gardens. He had every whole world was set up in this palace. So he doesn't need to go out. But one day he just, some or other, midnight, he got up and he left. And when he went in the city, he saw old people, beggars, sick. And I said, what is all this, And then he got distaste. And then he went into this sadhana. And when he got enlightened, then they gave him name Buddha or Vivekananda. Vivekananda is not really the original name. But again, Vivekananda is the intellect which experiences bliss. Blissful stage is another word they use for wisdom. That means when you are enlightened, then you are very wise. That means bliss is coming not from anything material, physical, gross, but it's coming from deep contentment. And enlightenment is something which brings deep contentment, or the wisdom. So I was thinking that we all Brahmins also should just say, one is to put knowledge in intellect, other is of course we practice, we have lifestyle, we do so many things, but just to see, is it coming from that wisdom and living the life of wisdom, and then also changing wisdom into power. And especially whether it's many things, like whatever we are doing, we're not just doing it because Baba said it, so we're doing it. But we know that there is a deeper sense in it. There is deeper meaning and deeper some purpose. It's like enlightenment which comes through this understanding. So an elevated character also is, for us, Baba says, viceless and egoless and all virtues. I mean, this is what really is elevated character. And it's so natural into our lives. But how to match all three, all in alignment where people, even if you say or not, they come to know what you have. And remember that in New York, in 1978, when we were looking for a small place to get the center started. So we found something and we called this person and we went to visit. I don't remember who was with me. And this person, so I was trying to not tell him that what we're going to do with the place, because I thought he won't give us. So I kind of just said, we need place, this. He was Indian. He said, I will give you place, but tell me what kind of wisdom do you have? Can you share that with me? Then I will, give you this place. And he was the first student. Even we didn't take his place, but he started coming. So I was just thinking that how people, through our personality, through our presence, can immediately know that they have something special, they have something there. After that, many times, you know, like one time there was a talk in LA, and a lot of people commented the talk was very honest. So I said, how do you mean? What do you mean by honest talk? So that means whatever is the power, whatever is the virtue, you know, you don't have to say it, but through our thoughts, through our words, through our actions, it gets very naturally expressed, you know, and from the personality people know, because generally people's mind is wandering, intellect is wandering, but for us we are so still, we are so calm, we are so gentle, we are so sweet, you know, comparative to our approach and our attitude is completely different and in contrast to what the behavior, the pattern which people use. And so I thought it was a very interesting topic. I had been every morning, just when I read Murali, I said, oh, what's the wisdom now in this? What's the wisdom in that point? So it's a very nice, not only churning happens, but your intellect also, as I said, enlightens. You know, so listening Murali, one is feeling Murali, other is, am I feeling enlightened? And in enlightenment, of course, is both things come, no? Light and might. Because enlightenment means that you are able to see things clearly. So light is there. But when there is light, no, we can see clearly. And there is might. And then, of course, the third quality, which I always say, Baba's quality of love. Because very, very simple, effortless efforts. In Oxford, I was just feeling that why we have, there's no laboring. It's effort, but it's effortless effort. And in effortless effort, what you have to do is to just receive from Baba His light, His might, and His love. Even when we are listening to Murali, you know, the experience should be as if I'm under this canopy. Because one is, of course, you know, one of the points which was taken a lot by some in the morning session when I used to talk, that, you know, one is to have, you know, they were talking a lot on connection with God. So when there is connection, there is current, no? And when there is current, current has two meanings. One is electric current and other is current means present. Now, what's this? What are current news? So when you are in, you're receiving Baba's current through that connection, then you stay at present, you know. But when you don't receive current, then your mind goes in past, this happened, that happened, because you don't have anything, any experience, any realization or... But if every moment in Brahmin life there is realization, there is experience, there is churning, then you stay at present moment, then past doesn't pull us, nor the fears and uncertainties of future creates any kinds of thoughts in our mind. So connection with Baba, and connection is not something we have to establish every day. The connection is connection. We have connection, but what we do is turn on the switch. No? So this morning's blessing of awareness is like a switch. Simirti, Baba said that when there is awareness, so that's what it happens. Connection is there. But when I bring awareness, it's like light and might and love start emerging. Blessings start emerging. So blessings start working on us. Not only emerging in the form of thoughts, but you start thinking, you really see practically that now that blessing is working on me or in my situations or whatever it is. So this connection is very important. But second thing also very important in relationship with God is relationship with God. You know, relationship as father, teacher, friend, Sadguru. And as good we are, you know, let's say father, what father would expect, what teacher would expect. So if we have those qualities from father, teacher and Sadguru in our relationship, it becomes so easy, you know. I sometimes say that even sometimes you haven't finished saying word Baba and you feel His presence. Even like when you need, really need help, you just generally don't go. seeking something from Baba because He gives us. But even if you have to, I sometimes find, but because Baba responds so quickly, if you had a very good relationship with Baba, and when relationship with Baba is good, then relationship with others become very natural, very friendly. You don't have any because we're not interacting with sanskars, no? We are interacting as God's children. We are interacting as spiritual individuals. So this relationship with Baba, and when there is relationship, then what starts happening is remembrance. Because remembrance cannot be through intellect. If I say, oh, let me remember Baba, thoughts will quickly go here and there. But if you really, you know, in good relationship, so when you think of father, teacher, the remembrance is very deep, very, very natural and very, very deep. So this is how, you know, the connection brings light, might and love. And I find that if there is light, might and love, then what else do we need? No, we stay under that canopy. So it was really very beautiful experience. And other side of the story, how much they took, because with Dadi, you know that 70 years of her experience, she can share in 7 hours, no? Because Baba also says that new ones, when they come, they get to eat butter. But those who have churned and experimented, and so they get very ready-made answers. They get ready-made proverbs or ready-made versions, and you know, and so it's, that was something very interesting, that how much they were responding to that immediately, that what they should be doing, and of course appreciation that there is so much press, you know, that is wisdom. But also the place, Oxford itself, is such a beautiful place, you know. Some of them, I don't think they have ever stayed the place like this. And then the food was, this time, amazing variety of food was there. Mona went, and Anna is there, and Bridge went. So that was another, plus friendliness, sweetness. I mean, everything together really made it a perfect experience for them, so... Many of them even didn't want it to go. And many of them were planning to come back and wanted to keep this connection with the organization wherever they are. So as a whole, it was really beautiful. And I have to leave this morning. And Dadi just suddenly, I thought she told me 7 minutes. I said, I will do drill. I enjoy drills together. But it was nice, and it's always special to be with family here, and everything is very inspiring, everything is very fresh, and everything, how Dadi keeps our energy so elevated. So even few hours, we were not planning to come. I mean, I was supposed to go directly from there. But Dadi keeps saying, no, you all come, why are you all sitting there? Even we were in the meeting yesterday, because we had long meetings on how to respond to, or how to create our right image in publicity, because a lot of things are being questioned, and how to bring more transparency, how to be more factual. Because little thing like, you know, we say Dadi is the most stable mind in the world. So that's, we said it, no? But they say that person said that as long as many people I have tested, this is the most stable mind I have found. So we made it like another article. So they say, but who said it? Which scientist said it? So, you know, in Brahmin family, we say one thing, then other one makes it little bigger. So how we keep all these things and factual things. And so we had a lot of hours of meetings day before and last night, then meeting on interfaith dialogue. There was also meeting for IT. So 2 days were basically spent hours and hours of just seeing what should be our next step for these things. So shall we still do our drill few minutes? Yeah. I will do drill and you say, yeah, come, come, come. But announcement you can do after I leave.
Announcement's after the drill.
Yeah.
It's not announcement.
Om Shanti. It's not announcements. It's a very big thank you to Mohini Ben. And do our drill after the clapping. But I think I've just been observing all the time how we're working more and more closely together, although we're in different continents and there are different fields of service, but it's really one family. And Daddy was saying to Mohini Ben last night that she's become an example of, you know, someone who takes care of service but also takes care of herself. And I think, you know, the balance that Baba's been helping us with and talking to us about in this season's Murlis, when I see Mohini Ben and how she manages everything and yet is that embodiment of, you know, everything that Baba's teaching us, then I really feel, you know, that she's an example in front of us of somebody who has achieved that balance and is living that balance. And I think I've said this to you before, that I feel as if you have a kind of royalty, that you glide everywhere. You know, there's a very, in the interfaith meeting we use this term, spiritual presence, which is a very nice, we said rather than spiritual influence, spiritual presence. And I think that's what I really appreciate about Mohini Ben. Of course, one is the wisdom that she shares, but the other is the spiritual presence. And I think she makes Baba very present for us. So a very big, big thank you from all of us. And we just know, we won't even ask Baba, we just know Baba will keep sending you here again and again. So thanks from on behalf of everyone.
Thank you to Maureen and the family too. I create the awareness of my own self as that incorporeal being. To create the stage of being incorporeal. Totally focused of experiencing my own presence as a point of light, point of energy. The being of peace, being of love. From this incorporeal stage, from being point of light, I go into the stage of angel. With whole being, even the costume of angel. Transparent, free from all bondages. just touch hearts of everyone by sharing blessings. From this being of angel, I become aware of my deity image. Holiness and highness. Embodiment of all divine virtues. Divinity in each expression of life. A divine image. And I move on to worship for this stage. Worshippers go to our memorials. But as much deity image emerges within me, my memorials become alive. Devotees get visions. Their hopes are sustained. Their devotion increases. So that they move on to path of liberation. And I come to the deep appreciation of Brahmin life. Adopted child at service with father. Purity and study. Always protecting Yajna, serving Yajna. Diamond-like life. Shit.